Hello. You know who this is, chillin'? This is Sleepy Joe. Oh, Sleepy. With music and songs and stories. Oh, and Christmas greetings, too. They ain't nothing like Christmas time, chillin'. Just twixt between you and me in the fireplace, old Sandy gonna be extra nice to chillin' where belong to the Clean Plate Club this year. And all you gotta do to be a member is make sure that you don't leave nothing on your plate at mealtime. So if you chillin' ain't members of the Clean Plate Club yet, now's the time to join. So you get some extra special favors from Sandy come Christmas morning. Now I got the bestest story for you, chillin'. But first I'll do some music. All right, chillin', just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like, music and songs and stories. And the story for right now is called The Unhappy Stable. That's it. The Unhappy Stable. And this story started way back in the days before radios and telephones and all them things. It was in the little town of Bethlehem, chillin. And there weren't nothing like radios and telephones. Not even automobiles. So everybody had to drive horses and carriages and mules and donkeys when they want to go anywhere. And in the little town of Bethlehem, there was a great big fine stable where belonged to the big hotel. And whenever the kings and the queens and the princes and the royal and the rich folks drove up to the hotel in their fine carriages and beautiful horses, the big stable would feel so proud. Because he would know that they would use him to house their fine horses in, the finest in the kingdom. But right next to the big stable was a little stable. In fact, a mighty small stable. And the little stable was the unhappiest stable you ever saw. From the top of its leaky old roof to the bottom of its dirt floor, that poor little stable was unhappy. And then one day the little stable was a-talking. And them where listened could hear it. And it was a-saying,
"Oh, I wish I could be a fine stable like the hotel stable, so I could house them fine carriages and beautiful horses where the rich folks own. I sure does. But no, I just a shabby little old stable where the poor folks use. All I get is the goats and the sheep and the donkeys and the geese. Man goats and man sheep and noisy geese. That's all I get. Not once in my life has I ever been used for anything even as important as to house a beautiful horse in. Not even once. Nothing but sheep and goats and geese and donkeys. Hee-hawing donkeys."
Now, while the little stable was a-talking like that, the big fine stable was a-listening. And the big stable, he looked over to the little stable and he'd say,
"There ain't no use to bemoan your fate that way, boy. Some of us got what it takes and some of us ain't. If you just one of them little stables, we ain't got what it takes, boy. Won't never be nothing long as you're around, I don't expect. Just a shed to put donkeys and sheep and goats and geese under. That's all you gonna ever be. But me, I is big stuff, I is. I always will be big stuff. Because I caters to the rich, big boy. I caters to the rich."
Well, children, when the big stable told the little stable that he never would amount to nothing, the little stable was more unhappy than ever. But then one morning before sunup, something happened that made the little stable the most glorious and holy place in the whole world. A bright star appeared in the heaven. And at the same time, some poor people, mighty poor people too, who had been turned down at the big hotel, came in to sleep in the little stable's soft straw. And he heard the name of Mary and Joseph. And he heard them talking. And he saw the star go brighter and brighter and nearer. And then he saw the one called Joseph build a little crib in the manger out of straw. And as the great star lit up the countryside like daylight, he see Joseph lay a tiny baby in the crib in the manger. And then people came. They weren't rich people, but they were mighty fine people. People who had followed the bright star. And they got down on their knees and they prayed. And later the rich people came and they bought gifts. And they got out on their knees and they prayed too. And then the little stable heard the name of Jesus. And it was happy. Happy with a happiness that the big fine stable would never know. Unless it too could feel the nearest and the love of Jesus. And that's the truth, children. It sure is. And now I do some music. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Remember the riddle I left with you the last sentence? Hmm? What is it that'll go up a chimney down but won't go down a chimney up? That's right, chillin' the umbrella. And now here a riddle to see can you get fixed between now and the next sentence. What foot does you take off the floor last just for going to bed Christmas Eve? See, can you get that riddle tricked between there and the next sentence? And that old sleepy say bye-bye. Here's a little thought that I want to leave with the children. Oh, Christmas sparkles everywhere. But if you would be wise, you'll see it sparkle best of all right in the children's eyes. And now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.